implement it. Very interesting is the PAP Honors Program, which is being introduced in fall 2002. This is a program for much higher ACTs, a minimum of 27, top 25% rank in high school class. It provides $10,000 a year, and it will be assessed after fall 2012. Initially, when we rolled out the program, we were planning for 100 honors students, but there was such enthusiasm from the campuses almost immediately that we doubled the number of slots. And all of this, I'll go into it, but it's been cost-shared between the campuses and the administration. And in fact, I know that there's a very large number of honors offers out there. We may even exceed that number, and that will be a good problem to have. The campuses, I think, have also embraced the new program. I've been told that in addition to a $10,000 award, several colleges are providing additional support in the amount of sometimes $5,000 or $10,000. And I believe at UIC, these honors students will be members of the Honors College and will have, I think, tuition waivers and so on. So great response from the campuses, and so far great response as well from the student applicants. The funding model made a little bit of changes here. Our guiding principles is that the funding model has to be rational, we should be able to explain it, has to be equitable between the campuses, but also it has to be outcome-based. So the funding will go hand-in-hand with the success in recruiting and graduating the students. President Hogan increased the investment of university administration in this program from $4.5 million to almost $8 million. And the campus allocations were based on actually the original criterion of the program, but it had not been updated for years, is that they're based on the enrollment of PP students for students with ACTs greater than or equal to 24. I'm a great believer in cost sharing. University administration puts a dollar, and that dollar is matched by the campuses. There's an additional 25% flexible funding, which is provided by the campuses, and that's to give the campuses flexibility in recruiting students that don't necessarily meet the target criteria, but are deemed to be high potential students, and also to accommodate transfer students. So all in all, the total program cost is over $17 million. Okay, so the program has been built really as an incentive program to incent campuses to increase diversity. I hope as an outcome we'll see increased quality, better prepared students, more students, and a greater proportion of them, and greater graduation rates, higher GPA for graduating students, and hopefully it will contribute to closing the achievement gap. And as I mentioned, the funding to campuses will be determined by their success in meeting these objectives. Thank you very much.
Hannah had a question.
Sorry, yesterday we had a presentation about iLEAP, which is to the Applied Health Sciences here in Urbana, but they really focused on the coaching. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if along with this program, with the financial support, if the students will have some type of special coaching or advisors through the PAP program?
Yes, that is the intent. And in fact, I believe that, and I'm not that familiar with iLEAP, I learned about it yesterday, but I believe there are a number of the students in iLEAP actually receiving PAP awards. So yes, the PAP program goes hand in hand with mentoring programs at the campuses, and we do expect the campuses to strengthen the existing mentoring program, to put new programs in place, and I think Chicago is certainly moving this direction by making the honors PAP student part of the honors college. So it's programs like this that we want to see develop. Now, as a result of both PAP support and mentoring programs, we'd like to see increased number of students from underrepresented group, increased graduations, and this is really what we're going to assess the program on.